The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to His kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to each and every one of you and all the believers throughout the world as we gather tonight to celebrate the birth anniversary of our living Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Salli ala Muhammad. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He hastens His return, inshallah, and that we are given enough life to witness His return as well, and that we are fortunate enough to be selected as His companions, inshallah. We have been, you know, taught from the time that we are children, from the time that we are young, it has been ingrained within us the importance of praying for the Imam of our time. Yeah? And it's not just us who've been doing this generation after generation. For the past 1200 years, we've been taught to pray for the release or the faraj of our Imam, alayhi salam, and also for the safety and protection of our iman, because at this time of ghaiba, being a believer is supposed to become very difficult, and we can all experience that in different ways. This praying for the imam is something that we have been taught by the Ahlul Bayt. There are so many traditions that tell us the importance of praying for the imam and the importance of praying for our protection. Well, it's for the sake of tabarruk. It is said that Abdullah bin Sinan, who was a contemporary of our sixth Imam, As-Sadiq alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad, who says he heard the Imam say, Satusibukum shubhatun fatabquna bila alamin yura wala imamin huda. He says that there will come a time when matters will become very difficult, when the matters will become obscure, he actually says. You know, this obscurity is basically means that we don't know what's right anymore, you know. And I think today we're so heavily in that, you know. You'll have one scholar say something, another scholar say something. We don't know where to turn. You find a lot of people turn to IG for help, you know. But there are sources of knowledge, but we find that the sources of knowledge sometimes give us information that's conflicting to what we've always heard. This is what the Imam is talking about, obscure. Yeah, things have become obscure. And he says, and there will be left no sign for you to say what is right, what is wrong. La alamun yura. There is nothing that you can say, no, but this is the alama. Everyone is carrying an alama. Yeah, everyone is carrying a sign. We don't know where to turn to. And he says, nor will there be a leader to guide the way. La yanju minha illa man da'a bidu'a al-ghariq. He says that none will be saved except for those who recite the du'a of the one drowning. Du'a al-ghariq. This is a du'a that we are familiar with, and we should recite it. So he asks, well, how do you recite this du'a of ghariq? To which the Imam alayhi salam says, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahim, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Yeah, where he says that, O Allah, O the most merciful, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, O the one who changes the hearts. Yeah? Firm, keep my heart firm on this path, he said. Thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Make my heart firm, let it not be easily wavered. And this is an example. An example of a dua that we are encouraged to recite in this time of ghaiba. A dua to protect our faith, a dua to hasten the return of our imam. And we've been doing this for the last 1200 years. Yeah? And this is the point that I want to kind of ponder about today. You know, today I'll be speaking of things that bother my heart, you know, when it comes to this period of ghaiba. And just understand, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, we're all in the same boat in this, you know. Let's look at the concept of dua. Now think about that for a second. We've been all making dua, men and women, more pious than me, more pious than my parents, have been making dua for 1200 years, right? When we make dua, there are two components of the dua that we have to understand. Yeah, the first component of dua is that this dua that we recite needs to have action that demonstrates the sincerity of my dua. Right? You understand? Like, so for example, if I pray for health, but yet I don't take care of myself, Allah is not going to give me that dua because I don't have the capacity for it. Right? If I pray for wealth, but yet I don't know how to save or budget, nor am I charitable, Allah is saying, why would I give you wealth? You're not smart with it, right? And so that is not given to me. Why? Because within the component of dua, there has to be demonstration that we can handle what we are asking for effectively, right? And the same applies with our dua for the 12th Imam. That this is not just a verbal lip service that we are giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There has to be action that demonstrates that I am sincere, that I want the Imam back, right? This is why the concept of intidharul faraj is so important, right? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, salli ala ali Muhammad, in a very well-known tradition says, afdalu a'mal ummati intidhar farajillah, that the best action that my ummah can do is to actively anticipate the coming of the Imam. Intidharul faraj. This intidharul faraj is not just idly sitting by saying, I'm waiting for the Imam to come, the way we wait for a show to start in 2 minutes, right? Where I'm just sitting and I wait. You know, active intidhar is action based, right? Like I gotta do work. And Allah is waiting for us to develop that, right? Like my lifestyle has to be one that is laying the groundwork for the Imam to come, right? I remember our teacher gave this amazing analogy. You know, he said that imagine if you lived in a street, and I may have shared it with you, you know, but analogies are rare. He says, imagine you live in a street and there are street lamps outside. You know, we're fortunate we have street lamps. And he says, imagine like there are kids on the block who throw a rock at the street lamp and it breaks, right? Maybe a day or two later, the city of Brampton will come and will fix that light. But they'll look at us and say, hey, don't do that again. And then the kids a week later break the light again. Maybe now Brampton City will take a couple of weeks to come out and fix it. But if they break it a third time, the city of Brampton will tell us what? You got to fix it yourself, yeah? You got to fix yourselves, and then we will come out once you demonstrate you can handle it. Allah sent us 11 lights, yeah? 11 lights, and 11 lights were killed by the ummah. Yeah, 11 lights were treated the leaders horribly. Allah is saying, change yourselves before I send the 12th one, right? And this is our responsibility. So the first component, right, of a dua, for that dua to be answered, is action, right? And this is something that we'll park and maybe continue some other time, but I think it's clear. The second component is where I want to spend time on. Yeah, and the second component is that for a dua to be answered and viewed as being sincere, there has to be a need for what I am asking for. Yeah, there has to be a desperation, right? Anything that we ask for from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Whether it is health, it's because I need to be healthy. Whether it is wealth, is because I need this money for whatever reason. I need a job, so I pray. We can make dua all the time. We make dua all the time. In fact, every salah we recite a taqibat after that, isn't it? But the moment when I'm in need, my dua changes in intensity, doesn't it? If a loved one is sick, the way I pray to God at that moment is different than I would pray when they are healthy, right? It's because need changes my intensity and sincerity of that dua.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.